Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Whenever I hang with sharks, I keep asking myself, what do they really think throughout the day? They look at you and I'm convinced they think something, but what are they doing when we're not around? Do they really think? Or are they just some limited thought process when they swim, feed, or reproduce? I'm not sure, but I'm totally convinced they are not driven by instinct, except for the very basic functions, but must use their brains when hunting, mating, and being social, right? One thing that keeps occupying my thoughts when I'm down there is how they talk to each other. Well, if you know my books, then you only know what I assume. I assume some form of telepathy. I know this sounds far-fetched, but hear me out here for a few minutes, and then you make a decision if this is truly possible or not. If we do a Sherlock Holmes and eliminate the impossible and accept what remains must be the likely answer, then we could conclude something like telepathy. Sharks roam our seas for more than 400 million years, and I think we can agree on that, except if your religious beliefs tell you otherwise, but that's not the point here. Just 400 million years is a very, very long time. So imagine how many shark species lived since then and, of course, got extinct over time. How many generations did each of these now extinct species have? How many individual sharks totally roamed the seas since then? The numbers must be staggering. But, of course, no one knows. So how many times did nature had the opportunity to experiment on shark communication because of there were so many generations? I think you see what I mean. Of course, sharks could have come up with producing sounds as some bony fish do, or then sound production like dolphins. They would have had the time, and I really think they would have the brain capacity for sure. But people could say that sharks never were smart enough to have needed a sophisticated communication system. Yeah, I could accept that opinion. Of course, I would think, no, you're wrong. But, you know, sharks are such a successful animal group when it comes to evolution that they must have developed something to stay in contact and keep finding partners to mate with, for example. Of course, there's the use of different type of hormones, like the release of hormones that may give them the edge where some of the ready-to-mate females can be found. But as long as a male shark would not cross the path of such a female, behind her, that is, and close as necessary to detect these hormones, a male could pretty much get lost in these waters without ever finding a willing partner, especially when there is no current around. But even if the male does find such a female, will she then just agree to mate with any male? No, she would not. She would reject the small ones, the old ones, the sick ones, and so on. Remember when we talked about rape in sharks? I gave some answers there. But again, if you want to have this publication where I show that sharks actually rape, then send me a note. And of course, I'll send you that paper. Anyway, the whole system when it comes to mating needs a more sophisticated way to guarantee enough matings to keep the population stable. And considering that males and females hardly swim together throughout the year, I guess you get the point. But let's just look at hammerhead schools for a second. Sometimes there are hundreds of scalloped hammerheads swimming with each other. And it's said that the larger females are in the center of these schools. If that's really true or not, well, it's not up to me to decide here. But assuming now that these larger females are in charge, as we would assume, how do they communicate with the ones that are in front or at the beginning of the school? Such would be a necessity to make sure that the school keeps going in the right direction, right? Of course, you could argue and say, well, the larger females don't really have a saying in it, and it's just the ones that lead, that actually guide the whole school. Could be true, could be as well, right? Of course, then we would have to ask why the larger females are in the center. Cannot be for safety reasons or protection. So whenever I see such a school, I have a hard time to believe that they do not really communicate with each other? And if they do communicate, what I assume, what is it? Yeah, again, could it be telepathically? Well, just picture a scout. Remember the single hammerhead that often swims towards divers, and if no diver chases the shark off because he or she wanted to take a picture, then most often after a few minutes, once the shark is gone, the scout is gone, the entire school shows up. How does a scout communicate? I'm very sure that this single shark does not release a hormone that says unidentifiable things ahead of us, seemingly not dangerous. And you know what? Why does telepathy seem to be so far-fetched? Because we have not yet established it among animals? By not having it proven yet does not mean we should reject such an ability. Plenty of time when we're out there and interact with sharks or two, we often get more within minutes, and not just from the direction of our chum trail. One could argue, of course, that other sharks hear these sharks that interact with us, or they hear the humans, but could it really be that a shark would hear anything specific should the animal be 100, 200, 300 meters, 1,000 yards, whatever, away? And there could also be other sounds like the surge, the waves, plankton that adds to the surrounding noise. I really doubt that the shark can pick up such low volume sounds they produce or that we produce over such big or great distances. We started doing some work in that direction, but we're still far away from having a solid database. So let's just assume that sharks would indeed be able to communicate through telepathy. Wouldn't that then mean that they should be able to collectively avoid nets and long lines? Yes and no. Yes, it's clear. But not so the no. Telepathy may only work over short distances, or better put, only within regular distance where sharks of the same species are normally spread apart. Of course, that would be then rough to explain how they would find each other at mating places. But that's a different story. Anyway, that would mean that solitary sharks, like the Mako, may not have a well-developed system because they normally are far apart. Could be. Well, I cannot say it's not true. So, since we cannot reject one answer, we cannot reject the other answer. I know. I mean, really, I know it sounds absurd. But then again, just ask yourself the next time you see shrimp sharks, they definitely seem to swim with each other. They avoid each other. And it's not just visually. There must be something else. Anyway, food for thoughts, right? That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.